house was when you come in to the actual through the hall, and to you had to shout hello, who's there, and Aggie would have spoke because she would have been dressed in black, and that was the only way that you knew that she was there. It was very, very dark and
dismal. Smoky.
Yeah, there certainly was no.
But she appeared out of the smog and the smoke.
She did. She certainly did. It was rare to have them really sort of in the kitchen at the one time. They were always out somewhere, you know, but maybe sort of just at maybe 6 o'clock, you would have got a couple of them in, you know.
But they were very welcoming. You got, you know, I mean, you they really give an outburst, you know, sort of, you know, and you could hear the, sort of an odd expletive, but they liked company.
You were mentioning earlier about the odd you being in the kitchen.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
It was a free-for-all. They just wandered in.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
There was no one hands and be up on the table. And
You were in there and Aggie would have said, you know what I mean, sort of scratching herself. You want a drop of tea? And, you know what I mean, there's their cat up in the flipping jug and one thing and another, you know.
Oh.
So, you know.
Said, no thanks.
One with nature. It was no, there's no no barriers.
No.
Right.
Well, they looked themselves, I think, as nearly sort of, they were well off. But really, at the end of the day, they weren't well off at all. They were just making a meagre existence.
They were struggling, but they worked very hard for
yes.
what they got. And I suppose, superficially looking, you'd say, they have everything here. But it was, day and daily, it was a struggle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.